expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and I hope that you are still tuned in. We are a little late getting started, but we are here nevertheless. Welcome to Our Urban Story. Let me start off by giving you the call-in number, which is 973-925-4559. That's area code 973-925-4559. Miss Diamond, would you welcome our guests?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. Today is Saturday, September 22nd. We're so glad that you're with us. We have a lot to talk about, as we say every week, but this week it is really jam-packed. A lot of time, I think, will be spent on the issue that we've titled the rule of law. Because what we've seen in the whole Kavanaugh confirmation process is that the Democrats are trying to upturn or overturn or ignore the rule of law. In the United States, due to the U.S. Constitution, one is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Now, why am I bringing that out? It's very important because Democrats want to convict Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and will not give him the presumption of innocence. They want to convict him to try to derail his nomination, to try to stop him from taking his seat on the United States Supreme Court. And I don't think they'll be successful because his accuser, Dr. Christine Ford, she can't remember dates. She can't remember information. It was 35 years ago. She didn't report it. It sounds to me like this is not adding up and this doesn't sound true. And based on what I've learned so far, she does not have credibility. So what the Democrats want to do is destroy a man's reputation, not give him due process, not give him the presumption of innocence in order to derail his confirmation as a justice on the Supreme Court.
And why do they want to derail him? What is their primary reason?
Well, the primary reason is the Democrats hold abortion as something that's very sacred. They're concerned that he will be a deciding vote if Roe versus Wade were ever represented to the United States Supreme Court.
Thank you. And that's it. That's it in a nutshell. But the bottom line is this is nothing new. This is what the Democrats always do. She is just what Anita Hill was to Clarence Thomas. They always play the race card, or they'll always come up with some sexual charge. Just like they're trying to still smear the name of Donald Trump with some call woman, call girl, or whatever. And now, remember, our president never held any political office before. They don't look at these politicians holding office like Bill Clinton and their behavior. They don't hold them accountable. They forget about the rule of law in this country when it's a Democrat. What they're doing is unconscionable. And if any of you follow me on Facebook, and my Facebook is Barbara From and then Space Harlem, I call her a paid liar because I truly believe that that's what she is. With all of the drama I've had happen in my life, and a lot of it, and I mean some horrible things have happened, when something like that happens to you, because I have been a victim of rape, that is not only etched in your mind, but that is etched in your soul. Any sort of assault on your personhood, you don't forget it. Now, this is a woman with a PhD, but yet and still she has all of these hang-ups. She doesn't want to testify. She doesn't want lawyers to question her. That's only because when you're not telling the truth, you don't want to be questioned. And that's why I will say it again. I believe she's a paid liar. Because you would remember the place it happened, the time it happened, and then another thing about it with her with a PhD, saying that she doesn't remember this and remember that. If she was 15 years old, she doesn't remember exactly when it happened. That's easy to figure out what year it happened in and what, you know, those details. But once again, anything like that that was so injurious to your personhood is etched in your soul. And now we look at people who have been molested, who have been raped, and if the predator is caught and brought to trial, what happens? They want to face that person who violated them, to let that person know that they did not win. And though they were violated, they are no longer a victim. So what is so different about this so-called PhD who now has fear of flying? And from what I read, she attended school in Hawaii. How did she get there? By rowboat? By motorboat? What did she do? Did she find a way to walk across the water? Or did she fly? Exactly. So, you know, this is ridiculous. But this is part from the game plan, the game book of these wicked Democrats who are so afraid that if Roe versus Wade is presented, he may be the vote that says we're going to stop killing babies on such a broad scale. That's what their theme is, abortions and free birth control. That's what it was at the DNC convention in, I think, 2012, and no mention of God. So this is part of their ideology. And for those who have been loyal Democrats for years, I have a message for you. You need to rethink your loyalty. Because if these people are still playing these wicked games, trying to ruin people's lives and all of that, do you really want to be associated with being affiliated with the party with such a horrible reputation? They're not even concerned about the, Ellison? And he's a Democrat. Exactly. So the rule of law does not apply to Democrats. And any person who is a member of the Democratic Party and they love America should rethink their loyalty.
Well, absolutely. Keith Ellison's former girlfriend, I think her last name is Monahan, she has presented evidence that Keith Ellison, he's the deputy chair of the Democrat National Committee.
Yes, yes.
And he's running for attorney general, I believe, in the state of Michigan. His ex-girlfriend has presented evidence of physical abuse by Keith Ellison, and the Democrats do not seem to be interested in pursuing it, investigating it. And also, Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey has admitted he groped a woman when he was 15. Where is the investigation by the Democrats?
None.
In our judicial system, one is presumed innocent until found guilty. The Democrats do not believe, apparently, and a number of them went to law school, they do not believe in the presumption of innocence when it comes to Republican, Christian, or white men, particularly if you're conservative. They do not want to give you presumption of innocence, but that turns our judicial system up on its head. This is a joke. It is a scam to try to derail the nomination and eventual confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh as a justice on the United States Supreme Court. Republicans should end the charade. We should not have all these weird conditions. She doesn't like to fly. She doesn't want to be questioned by X, Y, or Z.
Absolutely.
She's setting all these conditions. Look, listen, if this man had actually tried to rape her in high school, she would have reported it. As he was rising through the ranks of our judicial system,
she would have said something.
She would have said something. Why did she wait 34 years? She said it happened when she was 15, but she can't remember what year it was. It also shows she's bad in math. It just doesn't pass the smell test. I think what she thought was that she was going to make this allegation, and the Republicans were going to tell Donald Trump, you need to select another nominee. She thought she was going to derail his confirmation, and it didn't happen, so now she's running scared and she's panicking.
Right.
If you were truly raped, something traumatic happened to you, you would be ready to
almost
testify.
Almost raped. That's right.
Almost
That's
raped.
Right. That's right.
You would be ready to testify tomorrow because the truth does not change. Why does she need all these conditions? Why does she need all this preparation? It doesn't pass the smell test.
No, it doesn't. That's why I call her a paid liar. And you know, the Democrats, you know, they're really so hypocritical. And they are not respectful of the laws of the land. Because remember Ted Kennedy, he left a woman in the car to die. Do we remember that? Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. Do we remember that? And Obama runs gun to Mexico drug lords and gives millions to terrorist states. Do we remember that? Biden makes creepy and sexist comments and publicly fondles women. Do we remember that? Hillary Clinton purposely destroyed evidence when it was being subpoenaed, you know, the server and all of that. Do we remember that? Do we remember John Edwards was indicted for using campaign funds to hide his mistress? Do we remember Anthony Weiner? Okay. That's why I say decent, moral Democrats who have been loyal to this party. The bottom line is this party is no longer loyal to the morals, to the Judeo-Christian values that made this country great. And you need to rethink your loyalty. Put God first, your country, and your conscience. And those are the guys that guided me in writing my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. My God, my country, and my conscience.
Well, it's come to light that Kavanaugh's accuser's lawyer, the lawyer for Christina Ford, they're Democrat activists. They're liberal activists.
Absolutely.
Their plan, since they could not get to Donald Trump, their plan is to derail, and I pray that it doesn't work, and I don't think it will work, the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. She is being used, and she's willingly has done this, to try to derail his confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court. Also, Dianne Feinstein was sent this letter July 30th. Why did she wait until now? Either Dianne Feinstein really didn't believe the claim, or she tried to pull this 11th hour scam.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
To try to embarrass and remove Kavanaugh as the nominee. But it won't work. Now the Republicans are talking about voting next Thursday. This needs to end. It's not fair to Brett Kavanaugh and his family. By all accounts, he's a brilliant jurist and a decent man, and he does not deserve his reputation ruined over allegations that have no base. Now,
absolutely.
You have some liberals talking about men should shut up, some liberal Democrats and men should shut up. That is not fair. And if someone can destroy a man's reputation on baseless allegations, then it's not fair to your father, brother, uncle, then any man, really, particularly if he's not a liberal, is threatened, really, with being found guilty before without due process of law. It is a dangerous precedent.
And you know, I just thought about Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut. He was the one who lied about his service in Vietnam, but yet and still, they have nerve enough to question the integrity, the character, and the honesty of Judge Kavanaugh. Look at his record. He lied that he was in all of this horrible or tremendous battling in Vietnam, and it was all a lie. Another Democrat. That's why I say the Democratic Party has really turned into socialism, Marxism, communism, and most definitely secular humanism, where they reject God on a full scale. They want to remake America in their image of socialism, Marxism, and communism if they can. And people of America, we need to reject them. Because we are a democratic republic. We believe in capitalism. We believe in our Constitution. And if they don't want to obey the laws of these lands, the laws of our land, they, number one, don't need to be serving in any position of power and authority. And number two, they have the option of leaving.
Absolutely. You wanted to know, we have about a minute left, I think, Robbie, but I don't know if you want to go into the story about Madison, Wisconsin very quickly.
Madison, Wisconsin, and I was trying to find out if these people who are mentioned in this news article. Anyway, in Madison, Wisconsin, ICE surprised them and arrested, I believe it was 8 people. They are all upset. Now, there is the president of the Common Council. His name is Samba Balde. I'm going to just spell it for you. B-A-L-D-E-H. And they are upset. And the police chief is also upset because you know what he said? He said ICE used to tell them when they were coming to pick up people. But you see, this is a sanctuary city in Wisconsin. So ICE got smart, knowing that it's a sanctuary city. Instead of calling and letting the police know they were coming, they did a surprise visit, and they arrested 8. And then, you know what they said, the officials in this city? The arrest came as a surprise to city and police officials, and few details are known about the situation. Mayor Paul Soglin reaffirmed at a Friday news conference that ICE's actions were contrary to city policy. City policy is that illegals have every protection of the city, the mayor, the police, and those officials. And I bet you it's run by Democrats. I tried to look that up, but I wasn't able to find what party they belong to. But I did try. And there is a man, his name, Barnes. I can't remember the first name right now. But anyway, you know, he's running, I think, for lieutenant governor of that state. And he says that he was accused of bending his knee when the anthem was being played. And the person who accused him of that, she is the lieutenant governor of the state. She apologized because she made a mistake. Someone had told her that, but it was not true. So Mr. Bond says that he does not bend his knee when the anthem is being played, but he respects people like Kaepernick when they do so. And then also he was seen at a meeting wearing a Kaepernick shirt. Well, to me, he's sending a double message. Because if you respect our country and you respect our anthem and you respect our flag, how can you respect someone who doesn't respect those things? Who says that I'm going to bend my knees and get on my knees when the anthem is played, a flag or anything like that, because of police brutality and racial inequity? All right. That is not the place for it. The place for it is sitting at some meeting and trying to make laws to change things. We are not living in an age where police are just targeting blacks. And for Kaepernick to even have followers, to me, is alarming. Because, number one, they're not doing anything positive to really address the problems of the black community, which, number one, is black-on-black crime. Absolutely. Which, number one, is the breakup of the black family. Which, number one, is the high dropout rates that we have. Those are all their priorities that they're not even talking about. No, Kaepernick wants to wear socks that depict police officers, our law enforcement, as pigs. I think he's a disrespectful, ungrateful person that doesn't deserve respect. But we have Mr. Barnes saying that he does respect what he stands for, which to me is nothing. But Madison, Wisconsin was I think, joyfully surprised. Well, no, they deserved that surprise by ICE. ICE did not call them because ICE knew that they would tell those that were targeted for arrest that they were coming. Further in this article, it says they're wondering what they're being charged with. Well, they're being charged with, and I'm not an attorney, with coming into this country illegally. But this goes right in line with what I posted on Facebook about the mayor, who is Cory Booker's replacement, of Newark, where you have high poverty, high crime, and he wants Newark to become a sanctuary community. And please look on Facebook and you may be able to see the details. I found this in a Portuguese paper. And, you know, what is the mayor's name here in Newark?
Raz Baraka.
Raz Baraka. I don't even, you know, make connection with those names. But of all the nerve, here it is. We have young mothers who may have dropped out of school because they became pregnant or whatever. And may say at one point in their life, let me find a job. I don't have any skills. I dropped out of high school. Let me find a job so I can get off welfare. But those jobs are going to be taken by the illegal immigrants that he wants to live in the community of Newark, which is impoverished. We might have a young man who just got out of prison because, you know, he took a wrong turn in life. And he's saying, I want to get my life straight, but I'm going to need a job so I don't have to be dependent upon the government. He won't be able to get a job because someone who came here illegally will have that job. This is what this Democratic mayor and most of the Democrats want: open borders. Not because they're so compassionate about human life, because if they were compassionate about human life, they'd have mercy on babies in the womb. No, they want illegal aliens to have the full power as a citizen to vote so that they can increase their voting block of victims.
Absolutely. That's what this is all about.
That's what it's about.
This is why they want illegal aliens to have the right to vote, which
That's correct.
Do not have under the United States Constitution. They do not have it. I just want to correct something. I said that Keith Ellison is running for Attorney General in the state of Michigan. It's actually Minnesota.
Right.
And there are two women who have accused Keith Ellison.
That's correct.
Of domestic violence. He's saying that these women have cooked this up, yet you don't really hear about this in the mainstream
media. Not too much.
One of the girlfriends, Karen Monahan, ex-girlfriend, has presented evidence, unlike this Christine Ford, this PhD who's trying to, well, has accused Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court nominee, of attempting to rape her when they were in high school. Now, a lot of us made a lot of mistakes in high school. If that's going to be held against us for the rest of our lives, then a lot of us will be in trouble. This is simply not fair. This is a country of law. This is the country of rule of law, and that's the theme of what we're talking about today.
Innocent.
But because the Democrats, mm-hmm. when they want to railroad someone, because they want to ignore the rule of law, they want to ignore due process. Brett Kavanaugh is presumed innocent
until
he's found guilty. There's no way this woman waited 35 years to tell the story. She doesn't have the facts. She's mixing up information.
She's not telling the truth.
All these conditions because she's not telling the truth.
Absolutely.
And the Republicans have caved once again, and Chuck Grassley needs to stop and just plow through. Now the vote will take place, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday, next Thursday, and that's unacceptable. The Democrats will do this. They did this or attempted to derail the nomination and the confirmation of Clarence Thomas, the first Black American to sit. The second one, Thurgood Marshall, was the first one to sit on the United States Supreme Court. So this is unacceptable. The Republicans should stand strong. There's something wrong with this. If she's setting all these conditions, she does not run the Senate. If you're telling the truth, you're telling the truth. Tell the story.
The bottom line is it doesn't make sense. I think they tried to say some things about the other Supreme Court nominee, Gorsuch, but it didn't go this far. Mm-mm. But they didn't like him either.
Right.
But he was confirmed in spite of them.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is it doesn't make sense. And when it doesn't make sense, it's not true. Truth is simple.
Right.
And the thing about it, she was not raped.
Exactly.
She was not held hostage.
Exactly.
None of those things took place. Mm-mm-mm. So, I mean, I don't even believe you have more women. One count, I think it was 60 something or close to 70 women vouching for the character of this man.
Absolutely.
And you hear it as you had one person who can't remember this, doesn't want to do this, still wondered that, trying to just, you know, just ruin his character totally because they're afraid of that vote for aborting, killing babies, will be overturned.
Absolutely.
That's all it's about. They want to have full reign in killing babies, and even people like Cuomo, when a baby is being born, want to have the right to kill it. Mm-hmm. That is what the pagans did to idol gods way back in biblical times. When they worship these false gods, they sacrifice babies to these gods. And we may not be thinking that we're doing that, but that's what's happening. And in Proverbs 6, God hates hands that shed innocent blood.
And I just want to say before we go to break that a number of women have stepped forward to support Brett Kavanaugh and his character.
Absolutely,
and they've spoken
they
up
have.
For him. The Republicans need to grow a spine, go through with the vote. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford is not telling the truth, doesn't pass the smell test. This is a plot and a plan to derail this man's confirmation to the United States Supreme Court.
And that's the problem. You know, Republicans need to develop a spine and stand up as men and women and do the right thing. We're going for break. Stay with our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back
to the program, DGVRadio.com.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Once again, we are back with Our Urban Story. Let me give the call-in number, 973-925-4559. You know, we have a president who's not perfect, but who's doing a heck of a job trying to fulfill the promises he made when he was on that campaign trail. His job approval right now is about at 50%. And our former president at this time was at 45%. The unemployment rate under President Trump is now 3.9. Compare that to under our former president, it was 9.4%. Jobs added, that number is 3.2 million. And jobs added under our former president was minus 2.9 million. Now, we know recently that our president met with both of the heads of South Korea and North Korea. And I saw on Facebook that the both of them have gotten together and they were parading down the street together, waving at the people. No one can say that our president, I mean, if they're honest, is not doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. He's being involved in with these leaders of state and causing them now to recognize one another. It's been decades since North Korea and South Korea even communicated. Now we see, you know, remarkable improvement between those two nations. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I read recently, and don't quote me right now, but that Kim Jong-un is sticking with what he told President Trump he was going to do, to de-neutralize, what do you call it, nuclearize. Mm-hmm. And we should all be very proud of the progress. And as we talk, maybe not right now, but that wall is being built. They're fighting him on that. You have the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, I pray she's defeated, saying that that wall is dumb. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you see liberals, and they really don't, you know, they don't fit that word liberal. These obstructionists, these secular humanists don't want a wall because they want the illegal aliens to come to America and be another voting block to keep them in power, regardless of how it would cost the taxpayers, regardless of how many schools are closing, how many hospitals are closing. But as long as they can raise taxes on working people to fund their new herd of voters so that they can stay in office, they don't care. And everyone needs to be thinking about how dangerous they have become.
Well, it's critically important that if you love this country, you support the rule of law, that you come out this November and really vote Republican. I can't say it any plainer than that.
Absolutely.
The Democratic Party has been taken over by secular leftists. They're not putting the American people first.
They're not.
To put the illegal immigrants, aliens, however you want to say it, first. And that's simply not fair. That means veterans and other people who have invested in this country with their blood, sweat, and tears are put on the back burner, whereas someone who just walked into this country, flew into this country, drove into this country yesterday is treated as if he or she is equal to the veteran who served in North Korea, who served in Desert Storm in the 1990s. It's simply not fair. I want to quickly just move over just very briefly to talk about the Senate race in the great state of Texas.
Yes.
Senator Ted Cruz is running against someone, the Democrat, named Beto O'Rourke. Now, I don't know enough about Mr. O'Rourke, but what I do know about Mr. O'Rourke, let me put it that way, is that he is not someone that Texas should be voting for. He's anti-police. He's really uncouth, if you ask me. He recently made the remark that illegal immigrants are the ones who are working the cotton gin today, hearkening back to the days of slavery for blacks. And that, to me, proves he has racist tendencies. I understand they had a debate late last night, and it is clear that Ted Cruz is head and shoulders above his opponent. Now, I know that President Trump is planning to campaign for Senator Ted Cruz in the near future. I think it's in either in October, November, which is right around the corner because it's September 22nd now. So we want to urge everyone in Texas, please come out and vote for Senator Ted Cruz. We have to end any potential takeover of the Senate or the House of Representatives by the Democrats because they clearly do not respect the rule of law.
I can't give the information, but I got a link from a friend of mine in Maryland to work on the Ted Cruz campaign with my telephone. So, I mean, I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to tell people, but they can inquire and find out how they can help throughout this whole nation, not only in Texas, every place, in Massachusetts, all over America, to help viable candidates and to get some of these kooks defeated royally, without a doubt. That statement that he made about the illegal immigrants are going to be the new workers of the cotton gin, to me, as a black American, I find that very offensive. Because my ancestors worked those cotton fields without getting paid, and they were subjected to some very savage treatment. And for him to even talk about that, to bring something like that up, how dare him? And I bet you the media will not declare that that statement was very racist and very insulting to the members of the black race who know from reading how their forefathers and foremothers suffered in America before they were emancipated by the Republican president at that time, Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Before I forget, I just hope all our Jewish friends had a great Yom Kippur this past Monday at sunset and then into Tuesday. So we hope you had a great holiday and celebration. I want to move on to another story that is breaking. Besides the I think it's a fraud being committed by Dr. Christine Ford, who can't do simple math, who doesn't remember details. I mean, if you were so traumatized, you would even remember the song that was playing. It's just false.
I've suffered too many dramatic incidents in my life, and I can tell you it's etched not just in your mind but in your soul, if it's true. That's why I call her a liar.
Now, the other breaking controversy that's going on is Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, or Stein, has allegedly said he was tempted to tape the president, our president,
yes,
in order to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would be the removal of the president from office. Now, Mr. Rosenstein, Deputy AG, has had other controversies, including the Russia, this collusion BS, a witch hunt by Robert Mueller. And people are urging him to be fired, and Trump is close to firing him. Now,
amen.
Mark Levin has kind of said, don't fire him yet. It's a New York Times setup. But I think combined with the not wanting to release information, he hired Robert Mueller, who's heading this witch hunt built on falsehoods about the Russia collusion, which is BS. I think combined with everything, Rod Rosenstein should lose his job, quite frankly.
You know, everything is going to be a setup because, you know, these people, some people are so obsessed with Trump because they can't find a price to buy him with, et cetera, et cetera. He's not part of the political fabric that they're used to dealing with. And he has morals and, you know, he talks about God. And we have a segment of our population that repels at that name. But, you know, whatever he chooses to do is going to come out all right. Because whether he does or whether he doesn't fire him, you know, it's going to be some controversy. And one thing I forgot to mention, that the Prince of Saudi Arabia has donated $20 million to Harvard University. And Harvard University is giving an award to Colin Kaepernick, which I think is ridiculous. But, you know, so be it, so be it, so be it. But one thing I wanted to report on something else that is very, very good. Our president signed a Department of Veterans Affairs bill, which is going to be, they're going to be spending over $2 billion for the first time on our veterans. He made that announcement in Las Vegas at the VA Medical Center. And I'm so proud of our president, because we haven't had too many presidents that have given honor and respect to our veterans who so rightfully deserve it.
Absolutely. I applaud this president. I must say, in Springfield, Missouri, I believe it was last night, Friday night or Thursday night, there were so many people who came out to see him
yes.
that they had to turn away at least 20,000 people.
That's what I heard.
In Springfield. So the president is still very popular with his base. He's going to be an important asset as we go into the midterm elections. Based on the Democrats' behavior, they need to be defeated. I can't say it any other way, because they do not respect the rule of law.
They do not.
They want sanctuary cities in cities like Newark, where Black Americans need the jobs, are suffering, need the chance to get employed, and you're going to overwhelm an already overwhelmed city.
Absolutely.
And in Madison, Wisconsin, I think it's outrageous that they want to find out what the illegals are going to be charged with so they can help them. Why don't they help Americans who have been charged?
Thank you.
Why don't they put Americans first? See, this is the problem that is sinking the Democratic Party. They know it, but no one has the guts to really tackle it. They're not putting Americans first. This is not the party of John F. Kennedy. It's not even the party of Bill Clinton. They have gone too far to the left. Many Democrats know it, but they are not the ones who are in the spotlight, who are in charge, who have the power. It's the Keith Ellisons. It's the Tom Perez's.
Absolutely.
It's the Nancy Pelosi's, Maxine Waters, the radicals who are in charge of the Democratic Party. And the more radical they become, like supporting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
right.
who's a socialist, the more radical they become, the more they alienate every average, everyday American.
They should. They should.
Who are going to be more inclined to support Republicans.
And they should. You know, I mean, they should be, what they're saying and what they're doing should be an alarm going off in the heads of loyal Democrats. And, you know, we know that at least 96-95% of all Blacks are registered Democrats. And this should shake them to their core. I am a registered Democrat, but I want you to read my book, how I faithfully attended Democratic clubs in New York City, how I listen to and I know the rhetoric that is being preached from the pulpits of those Democratic Party platforms. And it was so alarming, and it brought confusion to my personhood. Mm-hmm. And I just pray that this message goes out where more Black Americans and even members of the Jewish community will awaken and see how dangerous the Democrats have become mm-hmm. to our civil rights here in America, to our freedoms, to our liberties, to what's good and right. They have become dangerous. Mm-hmm. They have become anti. And it's not good for America. And we want to leave for our posterity a better America than we even inherited. And we haven't left because it's livable here. We haven't been like those millions of immigrants searching for some place that they can at least rest their heads at night in relative safety and peace. So let's fight for this country, and let's reject and repel from those people who say that our founding and our values and our system is not what they want, and they're determined to try to rip it apart, hate capitalism, but yet and still they use and have in the bank those dollars that say, "In God we trust," mm-hmm. when in fact they've become so rebellious against God, I don't even see why they want to touch a dollar. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So we have to really start thinking.
I want to mention the story. I don't have all the facts, but uh-huh. just briefly, the story of Ari Fold. He was a dual U.S. and Israeli citizen who was murdered by Palestinian terrorists last Sunday. I hope and pray that there's a GoFundMe Page 4, R-E-A-R-I. Last name, F as in Frank, U-L, D as in David. He was a U.S. and Israeli citizen. This is an ongoing war where the Palestinians are killing Americans and Israelis. We have to stand up against this. We need to stop funding. I think President Trump is on the right track. We've moved forward, thanks to Senator Lindsey Graham, in stopping the funding to the Palestinians, because the Palestinian Authority has been very clear, Mahmoud Abbas, their president, that they will continue to pay the Palestinian Arab terrorists who brutally murder Israeli and American citizens. They have openly said they're going to pay them. So they're paying them to be terrorists, and we should not be using our taxpayer monies to support the Palestinian. I want to say very briefly,
the parade we saw last week, the march we saw, the Muslims marching in mid-Manhattan?
I sympathize very quickly. I'm very sympathetic to the average Palestinian Arab who wants just a decent life,
right,
who wants to feed his family. But they have a culture there that's been poisonous. They have a day of mourning called Nakba because the Israeli state was recognized in 1948.
Right.
I feel sorry because they just want a normal life, but the leadership in the Palestinian Authority, then they have Hamas over there as well. They're forcing them into this culture of hatred towards Israeli Jews who have gone out of their way, from what I understand, to give medical supplies and to help the Palestinian Arabs.
Yes, they have.
It's unfortunate, and I thank God that President Trump recognizes that the true enemy here is really Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, and the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. It's not the Iranian people, the average Iranian. It's not the average Palestinian Arab. It's unfortunate, but we have to face facts and cut off all funding.
Yeah, what I was mentioning to Ms. Diamond is that last Sunday when we were driving through Midtown in Manhattan, we saw a rather large gathering of Muslims. I don't know what the purpose was because we were driving through. But the thing is that, that's a taxpayer expense because there were the police officers there. Taxpayers are paying for that. And I just get a little perturbed, and I had to make sure I kept my mouth shut, not to be offensive, but I say, if you need to march, you want to demonstrate, you want to make a point, you should do that in your homeland. Not cause our taxpaying people who are working to try to support their families money because you want to display what? This is not your headquarters. And you're not going to take over America. That's why we have our Second Amendment. I was just very shocked and disappointed to see that in mid-Manhattan, to be honest with you.
Well, they have a right, as we know, to gather, but they, and to your point, they will not take over the United States. And
no.
What Islam is, it's a religion that believes in being dominant, in taking over, in trying to usurp other religions.
But let me just make this point. Number one, unless you came here for a better life and you really want to participate in the system, why would you come to a land that we love bacon and pork chops and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. And you think they're detestable. I'm not over 9/11, and I understand, if you have a hatred and you have a determination and I know in the Quran it says that no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah. Mm. And that's sad to me. Mm. I just want to mention quickly that what was it on the 18th? I was up at the New Jersey Tea Party meeting. And it was a beautiful meeting of wonderful patriotic people who love this country. And I just, hope that we have them all over America. And please get a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I just got a call from one of my friends in Missouri. And they were telling me that the person who called them said that they really enjoyed the book. As I've said before, and I'll say again, it's packed with truth, honesty, because I have a very rich history that goes back to the 90s, where I couldn't even vote for Bill Clinton because at that time I was feeling that something was wrong. I worked on the Giuliani campaign secretly, even though I was a member of three or four Democratic Party clubs. So I think I have been a victim of racism real time with my confrontation with the KKK. All of that's contained in the book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. And you can get the book from Amazon or any of the outlets, Simon & Schuster, Barnes & Noble. Please pick up a copy. Let us know what you think about it and enjoy.
Absolutely. I think the book is doing really well. And congratulations on the book. We're heading toward the end of our show. We thank you for listening. We want you to keep our president, the administration, Brett Kavanaugh, all of them in your prayers so that we can have a smoother week going ahead.
Yes, lift up America, that we will return to the values, the ethics, and the morality that made us that city shining on that hill. God bless you. God bless America. Please tune in again next week, God willing, to our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to to visit, visit blue.com. Visit blue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.